A master is not surprised when principle works. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. A master is not surprised when principle works. We always speak our word and we always say things. We say, I like me. We say, I am filled with peace and power. I am joy. I am harmony. I am love. We say all these things about ourselves. We say that we are great beings. We say that we are lovely people. We say that we are harmonious people. We say that we are joyous people. Is that what we say all the time? I wonder about that. I wonder, what do you say about yourself all the time? What do you say about yourself all the time? What is it that goes on in your mind, in your heart, in your life? What thoughts go on in my inner self? What sort of things am I thinking about most of the time? What sort of things do I have that take my attention most of the time? And it's not hard to see what takes the attention of most people most of the time. It's the radio or the television or the newspaper or the magazines. They read other people's thoughts. They read other people's ideas. They read other people's dreams and other people's world. And they read about the conflicts that go on in the world. They read about the problems that go on in the world. They read about the new cures that come out. And our junk mail that comes to us is filled with junk cures. And we want to put those things into motion. And we spend a lot of money over things that are not really beneficial to us. But whenever we take time to listen to ourselves, to listen to what the divine in us has to say, then miracles begin happening. When we begin listening to who and what we really are, then miracles begin happening in our life. When we begin returning to our original purity and integrity, then the original purity and integrity take force, take hold, take action, and respond to all the things that we think about in our life. Now, a mother can say to her child, don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other thing. And the child soon gets very tired of that and does whatever it wants to do. Another mother says to her child, well, Frederick, what do you think would be the right thing to do in this here? How do you think we should handle this? Now, your sister was very mad at you and very unkind to you, and she did all sorts of things to make you feel very rotten. Now, what are you going to do to her? Well, Mom, I'd like... Now, what is it you'd like? What would you like her to do to you? Well, I'd like her to be nice to me. I'd like her to be loving to me. I'd like her to be peaceful with me. I'd like her to be tender with me. Well, then, Frederick, what do you have to do? Oh, Mom, I have to have some revenge and retaliation here and that sort of stuff. Frederick, do you want her to have revenge and retaliation with you? No! Well, then, you can't afford to have revenge and retaliation with her, because whatever you give out, you get back. That just is a principle. That is the law of cause and effect. And you shouldn't be surprised that the principle works, because when you are angry, then there's anger all around. When you're happy, there's happiness all around. Now, Frederick, what do you want in your life? Now, Frederick, let's just pretend that you are a master, and that you are going to use the principle in an intelligent way. Mom, that sounds so technical. Yeah, well, it may sound technical, but the thing is, it's just a good thought. Now, you want your sister to be a loving girl. Well, I don't care. Yes, you do. You want your sister to be a loving girl. You want your sister to be someone that you enjoy being with. Well, and you want to be a kind of person that people like to be with. Well, I am the kind of person. I am the kind of person that people like to be with. Well, why are you the kind of person people like to be with? Well, I'm the kind of person people like to be with because I'm a friendly guy. I'm a nice guy. I'm a thoughtful guy. I'm always doing nice things for other people. And you know, other people are always doing nice things for me, too. And, you know, whenever I'm being nice to other people, they're always being nice to me. Frederick, what are you saying to me? You are saying that you're a master. That you're a master in using the principle. Frederick, I'm so proud of you. Oh, Frederick, you would make me so happy. Oh, Frederick, You are so wonderful. You are using the principle, and you're not even realizing that you're using the principle. What's that, Mom? Yes, Frederick, you're a master, and you don't even know it. My goodness sake, how wonderful that is. Mom, did you lose your marbles or something? What's all this stuff about being a master? Well, Frederick, a master is one who is not surprised when the principle works. A master is one who uses the principle and gets wonderful results. Yeah, I guess you could say that. Yes, Frederick, I can and I do. And Frederick, you say it all the time too. You say that you're a master. You say that you're beautiful and you're wonderful and you're fantastic. And, you know, Frederick, it's just such a joy to watch you work. You work so subtly and so as though you don't really know what you're doing. Oh, Mom, I am not sure what I am doing. Well, Frederick, you are a super genius. Mom, you keep telling me that. Well, I believe it, Frederick. I believe you're a super genius, and I expect you at all times to be a super genius. You're just fantastic. Mom! Well, Frederick, that's the only thing I know about you. Well, that's better than a spanking, I guess. Frederick, when did I ever give you a spanking? Come to think of it, never. When did I ever spank anybody? Never. Have I always been telling everybody how wonderful they are? Yeah. Well, and how wonderful are they? Well, they're wonderful. Mom, is that why you're such a happy lady? Well, you know, Frederick, I'm such a happy lady because I put good causes in motion for me. I listen to lovely music, I think lovely thoughts, and I see everyone as lovely and good. And you know, they are. It is, and I am. Oh, Frederick, I am such a happy lady. I create about me only happy people. And Frederick, my son, my wonderful boy, I create you as a super wonderful genius. I guess it's because those 10,000 stem cells that are born every day in your brain, you use them wisely. Mom, you keep telling me about these 10,000 stem cells born in my brain, but it's not so easy to think about them. Oh, Frederick. You don't have to think about them. You just put the principle to work and let it happen. You just think happy thoughts, and those stem cells are going to jump in there and say, "We're happy thoughts." You think naughty thoughts, and those stem cells are going to jump in there and say, "Oh, naughty thoughts, wow, yeah, how about that too?" And whatever thoughts you put in motion, that's the type of thing you're going to experience. Now, what do you want, Frederick? Well, Mom... What do you want, Frederick? Mom, what do you want from your sister? Do you want your sister to be a wonderful girl who is a loving and sharing and thoughtful girl? Well, that would be the day. Well, Frederick, now is the day. You're a master, and you shouldn't be surprised when the principle works. So now, Frederick, you start thinking some loving thoughts about yourself, and then think of your sister. And the minute you do, you'll see loving things your sister's been doing that you hadn't even noticed. And Frederick, loving thoughts bring loving responses from all the world. Your teachers in school will love you. Well, my teachers like me. And your friends will all like you. My friends all like me. And your mother and father will just unconditionally love you. But you do already, don't you? Yes, we do. Now, Frederick, that's your position now. That's where you stand. That's what you can do with your life. You can be unconditionally loving and watch the principle work in your life and watch how everybody in your world is unconditionally loving. Not because you made them that way, but because that's the way you are and that's all you can see. Yeah, I don't understand that too well. Well, Frederick, when you let go and you let the principle work, and don't try to figure it out, just let the principle work, but know that good thoughts bring good responses. Unconditional love brings unconditional love. Things that I want, I do, and I get things that I want back. Things that I don't want, if I do, I get things I don't want back. Oh, hey, I don't want that. That's right, Frederick. The dumb stuff like that is not really worth getting after, is it? Now, Frederick, you know how to do it. And now, you're doing it unconsciously all the time. Now, do it consciously. Consciously see yourself as a super master doing everything in the right way. And a master is not surprised when principle works. And Frederick, you're a master. Oh, Mom, all right. I'm a master. But don't tell anybody. Just be it. Oh, heck, if you can't tell somebody you're a master, what good is it being one? Well, Frederick, anything good in this life, if you do it, everyone knows it. If you have a doctorate in philosophy or something, you don't have to tell people you have a doctorate in philosophy. Let them listen to you and let them hear you and let them know you as that. And they will not say, oh, he has a doctorate of philosophy. They would say, he is a brilliant person. He is a genius. And when you are an unconditionally loving person, then everybody sees your unconditional love. And everybody responds to it. When you are a rich person, everyone responds to you as a rich person, as an abundant person. But you have to have it first in your thought, first in your mind, first in your heart. And Frederick, all those girls that are starting to come around and say hi to you, that's because you are a very loving boy. Oh, Mom. You are, Frederick. You're a very loving boy. And for a 14-year-old boy, you're getting started early with the girls. Mom, girls are nice. But, it's okay, Frederick. I understand. And Frederick, be nice to every girl and treat them all with respect and love, just like you do yourself. And if you will love every girl on the face of the earth equally, you will find that every girl on the face of the earth that you ever have anything to do with is going to be supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Mom, that sounds kind of kooky. Well, that's what it is, Frederick. It's kind of kooky. A master is not surprised when principle works. So, Frederick, you put the principle to work in your life, and you watch how your world is filled with miracles. Other people will think, gee, he's a lucky guy. And you knew what you were doing all the time, because Frederick, you are an absolute genius. And Frederick, I am so proud of you. Everyone in the world can be proud when they realize that they're a master. And they're not surprised when principle works. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.